Feds move to halt construction of Empire Wind 1, written by John Crop Lee, and read by an automated voice. The Trump administration is moving to halt offshore construction off the New York coast of the fully permitted Empire Wind 1 offshore wind farm. Interior Secretary Doug Burgum posted April 16 on X that he had directed the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management to bring an immediate halt to all construction activities on the $7 billion project until it could undergo further review. The move would appear to be the first stop work order issued under a president who vowed to block offshore wind development during his campaign. Hours after his inauguration January 20, President Trump issued a memorandum halting new offshore wind leasing activity, directing a cessation of new permitting, and ordering a review of all permitting practices. In his post, Burgum said Interior was following those directives, and said there is a suggestion the Biden administration rushed through its approval of Empire Wind without sufficient analysis. While BOEM did engage in a flurry of activity as Biden was a lame duck, culminating in the rapid approval of South Coast Wind's construction operations plan the last full weekday of Biden's presidency, Empire Wind has been on track for much longer. BOEM approved the construction and operation plan for Empire Wind in February 2024. Developer Equinor has been through some major financial gyrations with the project. It canceled the New York offtake contracts for Empire Wind 1 and 2, renegotiated a much more expensive contract for Empire 1 and paused Empire 2. But it did have its regulatory ducks in a row. Despite the potentially existential threat Trump was holding over the entire offshore wind sector, Equinor took a final investment decision on Empire 1 in late 2024 and announced the close of $3 billion in financing at the start of 2025. The 810 megawatts facility had an expected 2027 commercial operation date. Equinor had little to say April 16, a spokesperson told Net Zero Insider via email. "We have just received a notification from the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management regarding our Empire Wind 1 project, which has been in construction since 2024. We will engage directly with BOEM and the Department of Interior to understand the questions raised about the permits we have received from authorities. We will not comment about the potential consequences until we know more." The renewable energy community was aghast at the development and had more to say. Oceantic Network CEO Liz Burdock commented, "Stopping work on the fully federally permitted Empire Wind 1 offshore project should send chills across all industries investing in and holding contracts with the United States government. Preventing a permitted and financed energy project from moving forward sends a loud and clear message to all businesses, beyond those in the offshore wind industry, that their investment in the U.S. is not safe. We urge the Department of Interior to lift this order immediately to restore a predictable and equitable environment for the build-out of critical energy resources that help secure our energy future and independence," American Clean Power Association CEO Jason Grummet said. "Halting construction of fully permitted energy projects is the literal opposite of an energy abundance agenda. With skyrocketing energy demand and increasing consumer prices, we need streamlined permitting for all domestic energy resources. Doubling back to reconsider permits after projects are under construction sends a chilling signal to all energy investment," several New York organizations said jointly. "By halting construction for Empire Wind I, President Trump is threatening Long Island's energy independence and reliability, putting laborers out of work, undermining our efforts to combat coastal erosion that puts entire communities at risk, and causing dirty air and environmental degradation. The administration is breaking the law while prioritizing the interests of their fossil fuel donors at the expense of working families, a reckless, dangerous move that turns back the clock on progress." New York Governor Kathy Hochul cited the benefits Empire Wind already is yielding to the Empire State and said, "As governor, I will not allow this federal overreach to stand. I will fight this every step of the way to protect union jobs, affordable energy, and New York's economic future." Equinor secured the lease area and the New York Bight in March 2017, and has been working since then to develop it. Work began onshore first, including New York City port construction that was launched with great fanfare using an army of more than 1,000 workers at a cost approaching $900 million. More recently, and with no fanfare at all, Equinor moved to begin laying rock that will stabilize turbine foundations. That may be what prompted Burgum's instructions to BOEM.
U.S. Representative Chris Smith, RR, a strong offshore wind opponent representing the New Jersey shore, wrote April 1 to Burgum about Equinor planning to start construction despite Trump's memorandum and asking him to do everything in your power to halt Equinor's underhanded rush to begin pile driving and block construction until the critical assessment can be completed.
In a subsequent news release, Smith said, It's an alarming development that flies in the face of the comprehensive review of offshore wind ordered by President Trump in his January 20 executive order. The Norwegian company's intention here is clear. It is trying to push through its questionable project based on the rubber stamp approval received from the Biden administration. In comments to Bloomberg on March 6, Burgum reiterated the administration's criticisms of offshore wind but said that existing late-stage projects would be reviewed differently from the early-stage projects, implying perhaps that they might have a better chance at proceeding through construction.